Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today, and you're always welcome to call Mariah Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. And if you were listening last week, you know we're moving on to part two of 22 real estate tips to bring in 2022.
We were just talking about this, though, before the show started. We are already mid-January, end of January.
Yeah.
And Mariah, could you give like a little update on your business since the new year? If anything's going on, things that maybe you're noticing that the audience and the viewers can realize that's happening in this market of ours?
Well, one thing I'm noticing that I think we're all kind of noticing, anyone keeping their eye on what's going on in the real estate market, is home prices have continued to go up since even, you know, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Home prices they're going up. And yeah. I mean, interest rates rose a little bit, and we've said this before, you know, on recent episodes where we've talked about market updates, where we've shared that things are definitely not as competitive as they were this last summer and this last mm-hmm. year. They've definitely cooled down. But with that, with things cooling down, prices are still going up. So that's one thing I've seen.
Yeah. I was referring to our previous market. Like, no, you did great with that question.
Thank you.
But referring to like the competitiveness of like back 5-10 years ago, Black Friday shopping. You remember the carts going everywhere, women flying, guys fighting for a TV,
Black
that type
Friday
of thing.
In like New York, you hear about these crazy things on the news happening.
No, yeah. It was a dog eat dog world.
But now everyone does their Friday shopping online.
And it's still rough, though. And for the Mid-Willamette Valley, growing up in Turner as a small-town kid, I have a lot of clients wanting to be in that Cascade School District. And yeah. I put out a post just, 2 weeks ago about, you know, individuals. If you're looking to buy or sell, mainly sell is what I'm focusing on right now. Out in Turner, Almsville, Staten, Cloverdale, Marion, Shaw, those type of areas to get your student into the Cascade School District. If you're in that school district, I just want to let it be known here, it's a very hot topic right now. You could be on 2 acres, you could be on an acre, you could be on a quarter acre. It does not matter. These homes want to be lived in. And if you think you have a ton of equity, maybe you're looking to downsize, maybe you've lived there for only 2 years and you're not sure.
If you've lived there for 2 years, you for sure have equity.
Well, just last night, you and I were talking about the house we just purchased and have been doing a remodel on. And finally, it's looking to be finished here in the next 2 weeks or so. We've just gained 20,000 in equity.
Yeah. We just purchased it a few months ago, just from the value of it, not obviously including like what we did, the money we put into it, just sitting there. Yes, just as is, though, just literally just buying it and then sitting. And that's just showing how much, like statistically based off of like how much homes have gone up since then.
It's absolutely like, incredible. $20,000 over, I think, like a 5 month
period. Haven't even moved in yet. And
it's ridiculous.
Gain in equity.
Well, we have moved in.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So let's get into these tips. How about that? So
yeah, we need to get on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So real estate tips to bring into 2022. These are things you're going to want to know and apply, whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in the business or whatever else. All right. So this first tip to start off with. If you are considering buying or selling a home as a personal residence or as an investment, one of the best things you can do to help the process go as smoothly, quickly, or as streamlined as possible for you is to educate yourself up front on what to expect. And the best way to do that is to go back and listen to previous episodes of Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. Head over to our YouTube channel, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, or listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts at, or the KYKN website. That was my first tip. Educate yourself.
Yeah, educate yourself. So things to expect when purchasing. I always say it starts with the lender. We got to make sure we're lined up with that lending institution. If you don't have one, I'll give you my preferred lender. It's who I personally use on all of my transactions for the most part. Now, there are some specialty lenders, and we can talk about that. Yeah. I just need a phone call from you.
Yeah.
And it starts there. And that's where we're going to get all our documentation in order, tax, W-2s, pay stubs, bankruptcies, background checks, social security number, that type of stuff. That's the biggies. And once that's in order, yeah, then we can get educated on where are you looking to purchase, how can we help you in that area, yep. and what all is available based off your pre-approval letter. Because that pre-approval letter is kind of that golden ticket to get us into that chocolate factory. So mm-hmm. that's very important.
Mm-hmm. And without talking to the lender, you won't even really know what price ranges to realistically be looking in. So we can't really help very much. So
yep.
yes, come to us and we'll send you to them. Mm-hmm. Okay, next we have... Clean really does matter to homebuyers still in 2022 when looking for homes. So just think, are there any funky odors in the home? Is this truly a deeply cleaned home, organized and tidy? Are the carpet stained? Those are just all questions to ask yourself before you get your home on the market, because clean is something that's important to home buyers, and it really does affect how your home is shown and whether the buyers walk in and see it and feel that it's in a positive light or a negative one. It's how clean is it?
Mm-hmm. And I do want to point out to the audience, what does clean really mean to you? Because everybody's clean definition on a scale of 1 to 10, I've seen it completely different on each side of the universe. How clean do you think your home was? Well, it's really clean. Okay. And so it's a very sore subject, though, to actually be bringing up. And once again, us to do our jobs correctly, at some points we have to be, in a way, brutally honest.
Yeah.
But brutally honest does not mean we're tearing you down whatsoever. We are just helping you get the value that you're expecting or wanting, and not puffing to get you a value that's just going to sit and you're not actually going to get paid at the end of the day. And a lot of brokers are going to be doing this, especially right now. We're at an all-time high with licensed real estate brokers. And so it comes back to that question we had last week. What are the new agents doing? Mm-hmm. A lot of the new guys, a lot of the new people, I should say, are kind of telling you what they believe you should hear. They're being salesmen, saleswomen. And it's important to say, though, through experience, it has mm-hmm. never done me any good to say I can do something and I just absolutely can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It wastes my time. It wastes your time.
And to tell you the price you want to hear to get a listing. You want someone who's going to be honest with you, even if mm-hmm. it's not what you want to hear, even if you might get offended. You want someone who's going to be honest when it comes to the sale of your home.
And realize price ultimately, most cases, comes off of condition. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's
condition, location, mm-hmm. those type of things.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to bring up the condition, well, we're going to have to take some type of cut, because it's not going to be worth real market value based off the comps I'm bringing in.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to compare it to something comparable based off your condition. And so it's going to be viewed like that with an appraiser too. I'm not the only guy just saying this. And that's what I'm trying to elaborate, is it's mm-hmm. better to be up and honest 30, 40 days before we go on to an escrow process, and an appraiser kind of shuts us down, and you have some lender required repairs that were never discussed, and that costs you hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars that you might not have.
All right. So the staging that we were talking about in the last show,
mm-hmm.
Would that help rather than mm-hmm. you necessarily saying you got to do all these things, the staging people will be brutally mm-hmm. honest, won't they?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Staging and just cleaning in general, too. Mm-hmm. They go hand in hand, clean, then stage.
And that would be not only in the house, but around the house, right?
Yes, yeah. We have exterior, we have landscaping, we have all the things that fit your needs for a particular transaction. And that's the value I think we have created at Vetrus Crawford Realty to help you guys. Get where you need to be, and that's ultimately sell your house, but then for others, purchasing a house.
What we're looking for is just like what if you're looking for somebody to go out on a date with, mm-hmm. You're going to be looking for somebody attractive, somebody mm-hmm. that kind of brings you along. You know, mm-hmm. hey, that's who I want to go with.
Yeah,
yeah.
That dance.
And
that's
what you want with houses.
Yeah, yep. Same thing. It's like dating in a way, right?
It's very mm-hmm. true.
All right, well, let's take a break. We want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And we're going to continue our talk about 22 real estate tips to bring in 2022.
Okay, so... this next tip is for choosing a real estate agent. Mm. How do we think you should choose a realtor to work with in 2022? I think one of the best things you can do in my opinion, is check out the agent's reviews, which should be on their website, and this should be able to help you make a decision when you're going to work with them. I don't know about you, but I know when I'm traveling somewhere, I rarely go to a new restaurant. I mean, that's kind of how I decide where am I going to go to dinner tonight is like, what do the reviews say? Which one's a good place? Because you've just never been there before. And so I don't know why we don't do that more often when it comes to the largest transaction possibly of your life.
It's not funny, though. It sincerely reviews is the largest transaction you may have in your whole life.
Yeah.
And you're relying on what Uncle John just told you.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been in appointments and I have literally looked people in the eyes and said, you know what, I just don't think I'm the right agent for you. You know, and if that's needed be, that just lets you know not everybody is the same. And the fact that I don't mind saying that, it's okay, because in the end, I understand how important these transactions are for you guys. And Mariah, you're exactly right, though. You need to be checking out reviews. You need to be kind of Googling or finding out who you're working for, what they're telling you. Is that actually true? That type of stuff.
Yeah.
On our website, there's actually a section for reviews. Please go check that out. It's real estate with, actually, what's our website? It's VetrusCrawfordRealty.com.
VetrusCrawfordRealty.com.
V-E-T-T-R-U-S CrawfordRealty.com. That's VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. Go check out those reviews, though, because we actually send out a real satisfied review after all of our transactions, and it's a very thorough.
Clients get the chance to give their honest review in every different area of the transaction.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah. Okay, so here's a tip for home buyers who are moving into a new home, and that is make a checklist of things you're going to need when you move into your new home, things that you're going to want to use right away before maybe you finish unpacking even, so you're not stuck wishing you had something you need on your first night or your first week in the new place. I know that's happened to me.
Okay, so you're making a checklist. Repeat that.
Okay,
what's the tip?
Okay, so say you're moving into a new house. You're like a home buyer. You're going to close. Make a checklist of things you're going to need when you move into your home. Mm-hmm. Like maybe before you finish unpacking, because the first night or two, you're not going to have everything unpacked and it might be hard to like...
I wish we did
find
that.
Find things. Yeah, it kind of sucks.
I wish I would have left out some things that are packed right now, because when you need them, you need them.
Little things like that, like tape. I don't know, maybe tape's not that important, but like a trash can, like a little trash can. I don't know. There's so many, it could be anything.
Well, I'm looking at is like snow clothes right now. I need my snow pants.
Oh, you know, you didn't think you'd need
them. It's snowboarding season. Like, I don't want to go buy a new pair, but I mean, it could be worth it. I don't want to unpack everything.
No, that's true. Who knows where they're at?
It's time.
All right. So, home buyers. Okay. This is a good tip for home buyers or anyone who wants to buy, I would say, within the next year or so. Before you begin looking, it's a really good idea to have your realtor put you on a property search, even though you're not quite ready to pull the trigger yet. If you're thinking about buying in the next year or less, it is a good idea to start having properties that kind of fit somewhat of what you're thinking you might be looking for in the area you're going to be looking in, sent to your email on a somewhat consistent basis, so that you have a realistic idea of what homes are selling for up front before you start writing offers. If you're in the area or want to live in the area and want to be set up on a search like this, let me know, reach out. I'm happy to do that for you. But I think that's a very valuable thing to get you prepared.
And I hold that as, very valuable. The value in that is actually more beneficial than you might think. Some people get frustrated because they think sometimes we're not doing our absolute best doing searches for you daily, which we are, and just setting you up on the easy property search like basically a lot of other companies have. We're not denying there's no other property search out there. But the difference is our websites, it's giving us a profile kind of blueprint of what you're looking for, who you are, that type of stuff. So it can help us throughout our actual personal searches to be sending you homes. So we're not solely just using your email address to send you properties through our property watch. We're actually creating a profile. A lot of us are coming from out of state, especially, and we've sometimes never met you.
Yeah.
And we're understanding if you're pressing a like home or something, you know, you're hearting a home or something like that. It's giving us details and characteristics that you liked and we can keep our eye out for other future properties.
It really helps us understand better what you like. Okay, this next tip is another one that I think is very important, and that is refrain from making a lot of commentary about a home while you're touring it if you're a home buyer, because nowadays it's very common for home sellers to have cameras in their house, whether they just have cameras that are hidden or whether they have like the iRing or whatever
This is crazy.
And you would be surprised how often they're listening, whether they're listening to your negative comments and getting offended, whatever, like it doesn't really matter.
Is that live or recorded?
Both. It could be both. I think a lot of times it's live and they have it like
on their
phones.
You can look it on your phone.
It's crazy. It's kind of creepy. It's crazy what you can do nowadays. But the biggest reason I think that's important not to do that is because it can really hurt your negotiating power. If you go through and you're like, oh my gosh, I need this home. I love it so much. Like, I'll do anything for to get it. Like, if you say, just show so much, I don't know, it can just ruin your negotiating power and you just don't want to do that. So but maybe like, talk.
This is a new thing though, and I think it's really good we're talking about this, and this is super good you found this.
It wasn't even that common that when I first got into the business, which wasn't even that, like, it wasn't even that common then. It's
crazy?
Just like nowadays though, I feel like it's more common to have a camera than not, which I don't like the idea of.
I don't have cameras.
I wouldn't do that personally, but
I don't want to tell you where I live now, but no, it's so true though. I've been out with clients, even when I'm doing personal showings with friends that are purchasing, which is so fun to us when we get to work with our family, friends, and referral people. We're kind of just openly talking conversation, and you know, it's not very formal or structured. And there has been times where I notice a camera and I have to turn to my client, known as my friend, and I say, hey, we need to just quiet down. Let's talk about the home once we get outside and go across the street. Because I've heard and I've seen from my personal sellers that, hey, they said this about my home. Hey, they're going to offer us this. And we actually did receive the offer exactly like how it was said in the home. And I was like, I was kind of uncomfortable at the time. I really was. And we got to be aware that there are cameras and there people are kind of surveying you as you're walking through their home.
Yeah.
You know,
and they're probably evaluating you too.
They're evaluating you. And like I said on our last show, if you're a for sale by owner and working with a for sale by owner, it's a very emotional process. They're emotionally invested in this home and they're taking every word you say to them to heart. And if sometimes it's negative, well, you can sometimes kiss that deal goodbye because simply they won't work with you.
They just...
You'll give them
so
what they want and
they're
going to say no.
You need someone representing you legally. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never thought about sticking in a GoPro or something like that and watching what's going on.
Yeah.
It's just surveillance.
It's not my personality.
It's security systems. That's all it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. More when we come back.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And let's wrap up our conversation of 22 real estate tips to bring in 2022.
All right, so... if a home meets 85% of the requirements that you are looking for, it's probably a good idea to make an offer. What do you think about that?
Very valid.
I think that's pretty valid.
And here's the deal, though. Like, a lot of people actually, they write things down on their checklist. Hey, what do you want in a home? Pros, cons, negatives. And I usually ask my home shoppers, share with me that list. Because I need to keep my eye open for what they're looking for as well.
Yeah.
And most of the time, not everything's on that list. So that 85% figure is pretty good.
Never is all on that list, unless you have an unlimited price range. Even then, I mean,
because usually when you're coming up,
complex, there's so many things.
Yeah, the individuals that come up with a list, though, they're very specific as well. If they're actually taking the time to create a list, that's just kind of their DNA and personality as well. And ultimately, it comes down to this: do you want the home or the location? Or the home location, but it maybe doesn't have the property you want. And so it comes down to one of the two.
Yeah.
Do you want more property or do you want more home?
Or newer and less square footage or older with more square footage.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these new constructions, it's just they've sacrificed the property for the square footage.
Yeah. And most of them have
There are three,
a
three
patio
car garage.
And no, maybe a tiny patch of grass, if yeah. that.
Yeah. One like level for real. Home.
One level
for
home. Yeah. Standard 2,000 square foot mm-hmm. at least, you know.
Yeah.
But everything's really high ceiling. A lot of it's cookie yeah, cutter.
Yeah, which is, I mean, high ceilings are nice. You won't find that as well in a older home, but then the older home, you won't have the cookie cutter probably. It'll be more
character.
I like
character. Privacy, man.
Yeah.
I like the privacy. And some. Yeah. I like to go from room on opposite ends of the house and not have to hear your conversation with your friends.
Yeah,
I
want
to hear
yeah,
my
yeah.
conversation with my friends. Or
like
just
those
TV.
New homes that are like all one big room.
All one big room.
Yeah.
And that's what's yeah. kind of detoured me. But
yeah.
to check that off, yeah, 85%. I would say if you're over 70%, you know, that's C. That's a C. That's to pass.
But there's room, you know, I guess you have to have a little bit of imagination, don't you? You're looking at a house and you're saying, okay, this has got 60% or 65% of what we're looking yeah. for. But look, there's some space for us to do this.
Yeah.
Or, it's you spot know, on.
So, yeah. so you have to have a little imagination to say, what can we do with this in the time we're living here?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When it's yours, you own it. So the landlord can't tell you you can't paint the walls or do
exactly.
whatever, you know? It's
exactly.
yours. Okay, so next is talk to neighbors before buying a home. You know, this can be beneficial or it can be not helpful to you.
I've seen it go both ways.
I know,
ways.
I've definitely seen it go both ways. One time I had a buyer who was looking at this townhouse in North Salem, and he had quite a few kids, and they were very noisy, and the neighbor came out of the house next the townhouse next to the one we were looking at. And first she complained about hearing them running up and down the stairs during the showing. But then she started telling us what the HOA fees were and how crazy high they were. And the amount that she told us that they were was just so unrealistically high. I already knew what they were, so I knew she was lying. But like, it was very, 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 like mm-hmm. she was obviously lying to us because she like didn't want them to live next to her because they were very noisy. Like, it was very obvious that's what was going on.
That's people.
So, yeah. So she was lying about that. And thankfully we found out, you know, it wasn't true, even though I already knew that. But that's just to say, like, talking with the neighbors can be helpful or it could be hurtful.
Yeah.
Or maybe you didn't want to have a neighbor like that anyway, so it's good to talk to her and find out that she was rude. I don't know.
I love talking to neighbors yeah, and the neighborhood personally yeah. because ultimately, if there's a seller in this neighborhood, there might be one just like yourself thinking about yeah. selling. And me as a realtor, that's another opportunity to get to know who's wanting to sell, maybe the market, and what that neighborhood's thinking to do. So there's always opportunity in everything for us as a realtor. But I like asking the neighbors for my clients and saying, hey, what
yeah,
do you think about this?
That's true. That's true. So yeah, it could kind of go both ways there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so really, really quick, we're running out of time. What is one thing we've learned in 2021 that's a real estate tip to take into 2022? Just first thing that pops into your head.
Not everything is like yours. Not everything is like, oh, it was mine. It can be taken away in a single moment. And you can't just look at what you have now and get it tomorrow. You got to keep on working and earning it because every day is a new day. And yep, that's kind of what
true.
I've
Nothing's
been learning, especially
everything.
This beginning of the year.
That's really good.
You got anything?
No. Sorry,
Nothing
I put you on the spot.
That?
No, I'm like, I don't know.
All right, anyway. So let's tell people real quick how they can get in touch with you other than the number I'm going to give here in a moment.
All right. You can find us online. You can listen to our show, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. Listen to previous episodes on the KYKN website, wherever you listen to podcasts at, or on YouTube. Listen to our previous episodes whenever you're cooking your dinner or going for a run or whatever.
Real Estate with Mariah and Spence yep. on YouTube, VetrusCrawfordRealty.com on Google.
Yep.
That's it for this week. You can listen to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.